はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Particle Lesson 3 Japanese Particle Note. There's a new teacher in the room.
ようこそ JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn the basic usage of 女子, particles, with a beginner level dialogue. My name is Jessie, and
Naomi です。 Hello everyone, Naomi here.
In the previous lesson, you learned two particles that mark the object of a verb.
そうですね。お and が。
The particle お is the so-called object marking particle, and the particle が marks the object of verbs of ability, such as
できる、
can do、
わかる、
understand, and the potential form of verbs.
Right. For example, 車を運転する。
I drive a car.
But 車が運転できる。
I can drive a car. So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn the particle の.
Can you tell us about this lesson's dialogue?
今回はスピーチです。校長先生のスピーチですね。
In this lesson, you'll listen to a speech given by a principal of a junior high school.
It looks like the principal is introducing a new teacher to the students.
So where does this conversation take place?
学校.
At school.Basic and premium members, in the lesson notes, we have a more detailed explanation about the usage of particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
There are many examples and practice questions.
They're perfect for reviewing and checking what you'll learn in this lesson. Let's listen to the conversation.
皆さん、おはようございます。
おはようございます。
新しい先生を紹介します。こちらは新しい英語の先生の佐藤恵子先生。佐藤先生は2年生の英語を教えます。よろしくお願いします。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
皆さん。おはようございます。
おはようございます。
新しい先生を紹介します。こちらは新しい英語の先生の佐藤恵子先生。佐藤先生は2年生の英語を教えます。よろしくお願いします。
今度は英語が入ります。
皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
新しい先生を紹介します。
I'd like to introduce the new teacher.
こちらは新しい英語の先生の佐藤恵子先生。
This is Mrs. Keiko Sato, the new English teacher.
佐藤先生は2年生の英語を教えます。
She will be teaching English to the second year students.
よろしくお願いします。
Please give her a warm welcome.So Keiko Sato, who is in lessons 1 and 2, is actually a junior high school teacher.
はい、そうです。佐藤恵子さんは先生です。英語を教えます。She teaches English.
In the dialogue, the principal says, よろしくお願いします。
うん、
is he saying this phrase for Keiko?
Ah, そうそうそう。That's right. It's like, please be nice to her. Or maybe, please give her a warm welcome.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the particle の. When the particle の appears between two nouns, the first noun is modifying the second noun.
The most famous usage of the particle の is the one that shows possession.
It's like the apostrophe S, or the word of in English. We explained this in lesson 1, didn't we?
そうですね、right. 私の名前 means my name. Jessie-san no 友達 means a friend of Jessie.
And please note that the particle no can be used multiple times. For example,
私の友達の名前も佐藤です。My friend's name is also 佐藤.
So let's break down this sentence.
私の
my
友達の
friend's
名前
name
も
also
佐藤
佐藤
です。
Copula, which is, am, or are. So literally, my friend's name also 佐藤 is. Of course, it means my friend's name is also 佐藤. The particle の is not only used for the possessive. It can also tell us the category of the second noun. For example,
英語の先生
English teacher
桜の木
Cherry blossom tree. の can also describe the origin, creator, or material of the second noun as well.
For example, ドイツ is Germany. 車 is car. So, ドイツの車 would be
German car.
木 is tree. テーブル is table. So, 木のテーブル would be
wooden table.
How about this one? 絵 is picture. So, ゴッホの絵
A picture by Van Gogh. When you introduce yourself, the next function of no might come in handy. No can specify what group one belongs to. Like, JapanesePod101.com のジェシーです。I'm Jessie from JapanesePod101.com.
そうですね、right. This no is very useful when you introduce yourself.
Definitely. You can say your company's name followed by no plus your name.
Innovative Language Learning の鈴木です。
I'm Suzuki from Innovative Language Learning.
ABC 銀行のタイガー・ウッズです。
I'm Tiger Woods of ABC Bank.
Speaking of self-introduction, the next usage of no can be also used in introduction.
Right. You can add explanatory remarks with the particle no.
Explanatory remark. What a word.
Right.
For example, こちらは社長の佐藤さんです。
This is the president, Mr. 佐藤。
私の友達のアリサはアメリカ人です。
My friend Alyssa is American. So there are two no's here.
Right.
The first no is indicating possession.
Right. 私の
my
友達
friend.
So 私の友達 is
my friend.And then the no that comes between 私の友達 and Arisa is used to identify Alyssa. In English, we would just say my friend Alyssa, but in Japanese, no is often inserted.
You can also put your title or position before your name.
Right. For example, Sony の社長の鈴木です。I'm Suzuki, the president of Sony. Okay, let's look at the sentences from this lesson's dialogue.
こちらは新しい英語の先生の佐藤恵子先生。
This is Mrs. Keiko Sato, the new English teacher. There are two no in this sentence. The first no is in
英語の先生 English teacher.
This no tells us the category of the second noun 先生 teacher. What kind of teacher? An English teacher. 英語の先生 And the second no is used to identify
英語の先生の佐藤恵子先生
The English teacher, Ms. Keiko Sato. Okay, and what's the last function we're going to introduce in this lesson?
No can be used to indicate position and location.
Right. No is used between nouns and words that indicate position to describe a position or a location.
上 is on or above. So, テーブルの上 is
on the table.
下 is under. So, テーブルの下 is
under the table. In this lesson, you learned the usage of the particle no. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. How do you say Japanese teacher, as in a teacher of Japanese? As you may probably know, Japanese language is 日本語. 1.
日本語の先生.
2.
先生の日本語.
3.
日本語先生.
And the answer is?
1.日本語の先生 A teacher of Japanese.
Choice 2 is 先生の日本語 The teacher's Japanese.
そうですね。
Choice 3 is
日本語先生。
How about this one, Naomi 先生?
I often hear this mistake from my students, but sorry, this isn't correct.
Generally speaking, no is necessary to connect two nouns.
はい。
So this means you have to put no between 日本語 and 先生。
Right. Well, that's all for this lesson.
In this series, each lesson builds on the previous one, so make sure that you master this lesson before you go on to the next one. Premium members, we have fill-in-the-blank exercises for you in the Learning Center.
There, you can reinforce what you learned in this lesson.
So be sure to visit the Learning Center at www.japanesepod101.com.
それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
みなさん、おはようございます。
おはようございます。
新しい先生を紹介します。こちらは新しい英語の先生の佐藤恵子先生。佐藤先生は2年生の英語を教えます。よろしくお願いします。